Welcome to the Country Stars and Race Cars Podcast. I'm Mark Phillips, the driver of the number 14 Ford, Clint Bowyer. You've had an interesting couple of weeks here, making the big announcement about leaving the Stewart Haas Racing team and switching over to the Fox Sports booth, where I love what you've been doing so far for the Xfinity Series races. What brought that about and it kind of solidified that decision to leave the car and move to Fox?
Well, I mean, you alluded to it right there. That's what brought it about is those opportunities doing Xfinity and things like that. And honestly, the pandemic, getting that opportunity within the pandemic, we all freaked out just like everybody. Oh, my gosh, what do you mean? We're not racing this weekend. What are we going to do? Frantically panicking of you know, how are we going to keep this sport propped up? And boom, here comes the opportunity. iRacing landed right in our lap. It was almost like iRacing was built and designed with the vision the pandemic was going to happen. We were not going to be able to go to the racetrack. We were going to need to do something virtual, and there it was. Eric Shanks, I give him all the credit. He's the one that called and said, hey, man, tell me about this, iRacing, and stuff like that. And he's the one that pulled the trigger on allowing us to put it on television. The ratings were awesome. We had so much fun. Jeff Gordon was in there with Mike Joy, just like they are in any given Sunday. And I was the addition. But I had to do it. I had to race, from the in the rig, in the race itself, and be a part of the broadcast. And it was hell is what it was. I had Jeff Gordon and Mike Joy, calling this race. And that's the only thing I could hear. I couldn't hear when you're in iRacing and you're in that environment, you can talk to one another, right? And trash talk or get out of the way or you're blocking me or I'm going to wreck you or you messed up. Ha ha ha. There's so much banter back and forth. I couldn't hear any of that, but all I could hear is Jeff Gordon talking about all of that. Right. And coming to me and saying, asking where I was at, what are you doing? Why are you blocking him? And I'm trying to have that conversation. And all the while I look over to the message board and they're all complaining about me. Boyer, what the hell are you doing? Get out of the way. What are you, And I'm like, oh man, there's too much going on. So again, just had so much fun doing those broadcasts. And it obviously resonated to the fans and ultimately kept our sport propped up.
99.5 The Wolf is back.
I love it.
Now the Hall of Fame with Mark Phillips.
Happy 45th birthday to Dierks Bentley and happy 43rd to Josh Turner. Josh performs tonight and tomorrow at Billy Bob's Texas. 17 years ago today, Ronnie Dunn was inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. And in 2009, on November 20th, The Blind Side. Remember that movie with Tim McGraw? It was released in theaters, and at your Friday Wolf Hall of Fame. Welcome to the Country Stars and Race Cars Podcast. I'm Mark Phillips. It's playoff elimination week in NASCAR. The Cup Series is at the Roval in Charlotte on Sunday, and four drivers will be eliminated as we go from 12 down to 8. Right now on the bubble, last season's champ, Kyle Busch, Eric Almirola, Clint Bowyer, and Ty Dillon. One guy who's safe, how about the driver of the number 2 Ford for Team Penske? Would you say hello to Brad Keselowski? Thanks for coming on, Brad.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Looking forward to seeing you in Texas here in the short-term future.
It's been a crazy season for NASCAR, but it's been a fun season to watch. It's your fifth overall in the NASCAR playoffs. Headed to the Roval in Charlotte this weekend. What do you think you need to do now to advance? Is it a matter of trying to get a win, or is it more a matter of survival and not mess up since you're 41 points above the cut line?
Yeah, we're in a really good position to advance to the next round, of course, and be going competing for championship in Texas when we get there. But we just need to get through the Roval with a solid race. Don't need to have a blockbuster, but I figure if we score 10, 20 points, which is a top 20 finish, we'll be in a great spot. But we want more than that. We're going to still try to win, but also have our eye on the future.
What do you think about having an elimination race the same weekend you're racing at the Roval?
Especially if it rains. It's supposed to rain. NASCAR's brought special tires so we can try to race in the rain. And woo, that'll be really interesting if that happens. But, certainly a very interesting challenge. And the only thing I can say is it's the same for everybody. So we'll play through it.